7 Republicans running for president in the spotlight again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We've got to address the underlying problem with Bidenomics, the overspending, taking all Biden's rules and regulations. I'm going to throw them in the trash can on day one.
Ron DeSantis was center stage with the economy a big issue on Fox Business. Governor Doug Burgum brought up the auto workers' strike.
They need two-thirds less workers to build an electric car. Joe Biden, this strike is at Joe Biden's feet.
Now, the day after the president met with striking workers in Michigan, former Vice President Pence said,
Joe Biden doesn't belong on a picket line. He belongs on the unemployment line.
Now, the candidates also sparred, especially Vivek Ramaswamy getting into it in testy exchanges with Nikki Haley and Tim Scott, and those two also criticized each other. Another target, the no-show frontrunner, former President Trump.
You're not here tonight, not because of polls and not because of your indictments. You're not here tonight because you're afraid of being on the stage and defending your record.
So Chris Christie called him Donald Duck. The former president then told Fox Digital anyone who comes up with a nickname like that should not be running for president. The former president met with non-union workers in Michigan instead. While Republicans debated, President Biden was fundraising in California. Today, the House holds its first impeachment inquiry hearing.
The House Oversight Committee has been investigating the president and his family, and evidence could include whistleblower testimony and bank records. While the GOP will try to prove that President Biden profited from his son Hunter's business dealings and that led to policy decisions while he was vice president, the president has consistently said he had nothing to do with Hunter's work.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Travis King is back in the U.S. He was on that plane that landed early this morning in San Antonio the day after North Korea kicked the American soldier out of the country. King fled there in July to avoid being sent back to the U.S. to face army discipline after being jailed in South Korea on assault charges. We're all losers. Nobody won the Powerball jackpot, so it grossed to $925 million. America's listening to Fox News.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
The government could partially shut down Sunday, which would mean no paychecks for some federal workers and U.S. military members. Congress has 3 days left to work out some sort of funding. The House is proposing spending cuts. Congresswoman Nancy Mace tells Fox.
Republicans and Democrats alike have gotten us into this mess, $33 trillion in debt and counting.
There is a chasm right now between the House and Senate over how to fund the government. The Senate engineered a bipartisan bill which scored 77 yeas on a test vote. But House Speaker Kevin McCarthy dismissed that bill. McCarthy objects to aid for Ukraine in the Senate bill. He wants an interim spending bill which bolsters border security. McCarthy says the House will vote on his still unreleased plan Friday.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol, where Senator Bob Menendez will meet his fellow Democrats today. Many of them calling on him to resign over bribery and other corruption charges. Menendez claims he's innocent. He and his wife Nadine are both implicated, and both were released on bond after pleading not guilty.
The pressure is mounting as at least 30 Democrat senators are now calling on Menendez to step down, including the number two Senate Democrat, Dick Durbin. Two of Menendez's alleged co-conspirators, New Jersey businessmen Jose Uribe and Fred Davies, pleaded not guilty for bribing the senator with a Mercedes-Benz, gold bars, and $500,000 in cash found in his home.
That's Fox's Brian Yenis. Two murder suspects on the run have been captured. Jason Billingsley, arrested early this morning in Baltimore, wanted in the killing of a tech company CEO, Pava LaPere. She went missing Monday, then was found dead hours later. In Indiana, Kevin Mason was finally found just miles from the Marion County Jail, where he was mistakenly set free in a clerical error earlier this month. Mason had been arrested back then to face murder charges in Minnesota. On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Republican-controlled House Judiciary Committee is blaming Democrats for the violent crime in Chicago. During a hearing, committee chairman and Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan said the left has implemented pro-criminal policies that have allowed dangerous criminals to remain on the streets. Illinois Department of Agriculture confirming the first detection of spotted lanternfly in Illinois. Following a report of a live adult on September 16th, officials visiting the area of the report identified a moderately populated area of spotted lanternfly. Days later, specimens collected and submitted for ID, with confirmation results being received yesterday. Authorities identifying the Champaign County jail inmate who died over the weekend. The county sheriff's office has correctional staff on an unresponsive inmate Sunday. The Champaign County coroner's office identified him as Raymond Gwynn Jr. His cause of death has yet to be released. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, thank you, Jim Miller. Good morning. September 28th. Got a couple more days till we get to the fourth quarter.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, October is on the horizon. That means Halloween and then Christmas decorations.
That's, wow. I've seen them both.
I've seen Halloween. Halloween, so yeah, Halloween was out like a month ago.
Right.
I saw that, what are we,
pretty much right after the 4th of July.
And I've seen Christmas decorations at a couple of area stores as well out. So.
Man, oh man, oh man, time of flies. Here we go. Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. You need an assessment on your copier needs? Call Greg Wolf, Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. Well, cloudy skies over East Central Illinois. What you seeing out there, Mr. Meteorologist Greg Solier?
Well, my friend, that persistent, slow, warbling, cold puddle of air, up air, low, however you want to label it, continues to auger slowly to the south and east. Still some shower activity over parts of eastern Indiana, south of I-64 on the Illinois side, and down through Kentucky, but moving away, although if you're going to be east of the Wabash here later on this afternoon, wouldn't be surprised if we see a stray shower pop up there, running from about the Brickyard, back here in east central Illinois, through the lower Illinois, and back into parts of Iowa, a corridor of low clouds and areas of fog. Against some dense fog in pockets. We have a dense fog advisory until 9 o'clock this morning. We'll probably have to deal with this again here tomorrow morning because of wet grounds, longer nights, clear skies, etc., so forth and so on. But a nice pattern shift of warmer to milder to drier that gets going over the weekend should last the better part of next week and probably into the following week as well. So hang in there with outdoor work, backyard work, and harvest-related work all in mind. 62 right now over at Willard and Savoy, 61 at Rand. Tool visibility down to 3/16 of a mile now at Willard and Savoy, so we'll watch it in some of these outlying open rural areas. Visibilities are down to fractions of a mile. A dense fog advisory till 9, then a partly sunny day, 75. More fog in here after midnight tonight, otherwise a clear sky to start, low down to 55. Tomorrow a little foggy dew to start, then sunshine for the afternoon, the high close to 80. We'll make 80 here and there. They're over at West Lafayette with a light east wind and lots of sunshine. Low to mid 80s, mid to late summer feel. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, could be a stray shower next Wednesday. Slightly cooler air. We're still well into the 70s for highs next Thursday and Friday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
He was in business with a Chinese company to make Chinese medicines, not with an American company to make American medicines, a Chinese company to make Chinese medicines. Then you go and you look at the family he was doing business with, and he turns around and is in business with the family that gave Hunter Biden $5 million. And then he wants to suddenly go and promote TikTok? I don't trust it.
So my view is we have to win this election. And I'm unapologetic about reaching every American. We don't hide. Young, old, black, white, left, right. I'm running to lead a nation. And we can only make the changes that we want to make, including declaring independence from China, which I will do if we win this election, and that I will.
All right, so that's Nikki Haley and Vivek Ramaswamy. Last night's debate, Ronald Reagan Library. I tried to watch it.
Okay.
There was a lot of back and forth and talking over each other. I don't know how you get control of a debate where you don't do that because you can't hear either of them. And I think it's going to winnow down in the third debate because you have to have, you know, increasing numbers for not only fundraising but, you know, poll numbers to get into the third debate. And I think fewer is the better. I think they're all running for second, frankly. I don't see anything out there necessarily that... You know, the only thing we're doing this for is to have a reserve in case they finally come up with something that eliminates Donald Trump, which is what they're trying to do. Otherwise, I don't know, Nikki Haley, I guess, and Ron DeSantis. I like Vivek Ramaswamy. I like some of the stuff he says. Nikki Haley said, every time you talk, I feel dumber.
He's a smart guy.
Well, it's like he's dumbing down, making it seem super easy.
Oh, I don't like those kind of fancy people.
Anyway, I think it's kind of good to be able to understand. Mm-hmm. I get the TikTok. 150 million people are on TikTok. But I get that China's writing everything down. And
I know.
They've got everything you've got.
Right.
Everything, and they've got that. But you are going to reach a lot of young people through TikTok, and that totally will be part of the deal. And it's very, very powerful. And yet I can't imagine what the White House could put out to make a 22-year-old excited about Joe Biden.
Right.
And, you know, maybe they're
thing about
don't like
TikTok,
Donald Trump either. It might be they stay away if they don't like the candidates either.
The thing about TikTok is, what is it, 40 seconds or something? You're trying to capture, so you can make a soundbite sound good or anybody look good in 40 seconds.
But what they'll say is he's too old, because that's what they've been told.
Right.
What they say about Donald Trump is he's a Nazi. That's what I heard.
Just, yeah.
There's so much stuff out there that, you know, you can drill down. That's, you know, the whole, quote, misinformation. I mean, it's you can label, you can call them names, and you make it to where you can't question something, or you're a really bad person, and you're whacked out, nutty guy, and you're an extremist and far, you know, whatever. It is the perception that is the reality, is it not? It's what you think it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
If you control the verbiage, if you control the thought, that's what it is. Well, that's not true. Well, that's what I know, right? I'm afraid of police because you told me to be. Run, they're gonna kill you. I mean, that's what we got.
So, right.
At some point, you drill it enough, it's effective. So it's powerful stuff. And so for Vivek Ramaswamy to say we got to go to TikTok, I understand. He also said nobody under 18 should be on social media. Thank you. Who's been saying that for a long time? Huh?
Good luck with that.
But who's been saying it?
I'm
way ahead of the curve.
You've been on the asking people without phones, you know. You didn't want
phones. I'm for the flip phone.
Oh.
I'm for the call mom phone.
Uh-huh. If you need a ride.
Yeah.
Stuck at the junior high.
Nobody under 18 should be in social media.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me the net good of that, and I'll change my mind.
You're right.
Thank you. I said that a long time ago, though. Nobody listens to me.
When it comes to the image stuff, kids are brutal. I mean, we know. We grew up with bullying and all that, too.
Well, it was just in the hall.
Right.
It wasn't worldwide.
And if you probably not as bad in person, but when it comes to typing something, texting something, posting something, you got all the nerve to say all of that
and
hit send.
Person is far less whatever they are face to face.
Right.
Far less.
Right.
No question. All right. Sports headlines. Another not so good performance. I mean, the Cubbies are right there again. It was a tie game. It was four.
It went 10 innings.
Well, it was 4-3 Cubs in the ninth. And our friend Marcelo Zuna hit a home run. Former Cardinal hit a home run to tie it. They go to the 10th. Cubs score. 5-4.
Okay.
And then Atlanta comes back and gets two and wins it in the bottom of the 10th at a close play at home plate. And it was another gut punch.
Ugh.
And now the Cubbies, they've got to figure out if they can get the final game in Atlanta, then they go to Milwaukee.
That's right.
And don't think Milwaukee, they're good chums just north of them,
mm-hmm.
don't want to spoil their season.
That's right.
Because the Cubs did that to them.
You're right.
I don't know. Right now, Miami's now in the driver's seat from the standpoint of tiebreaker. They're tied with the Cubs.
Right. They had a split yesterday in their doubleheader with the New York Mets.
And Miami and Skip Schumacher, the manager of Miami.
Oh, yeah.
If he got that team to win that second game at the doubleheader. Miami got two in the ninth, and they pulled it out 4-2 in the ninth. So they're tied, meaning if Miami wins their last four, the Cubs are out because they win the tiebreaker. Cubs don't have any tiebreakers.
I see.
With the teams around them. Cincinnati's still lingering at a game and a half, unlikely. So it looks like it's either Miami or Chicago, and I think whoever's the third wild card goes right to Milwaukee. So it might be the Cubs have a big old long weekend with Milwaukee and then start again Tuesday or something.
Quick turnaround.
Yep.
So Milwaukee won 3-2 over St. Louis yesterday. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Matt Pauley, I'm John Rooney, and last night at American Family Field in Milwaukee, the Brewers tied the game with two in the sixth, took the lead in the seventh, and made the lead stand up in a 3-2 win. Yet, two walks against Devin Williams, and then a line drive to the warning track and left by Jordan Walker. The Cardinals gave them a finish, but the Brewers were able to hold on.
They absolutely did. The Cardinals get the two early runs, but they struggle getting hits with runners in scoring position. That's been a problem all season long. We thought for a moment Walker might do it, but it came up just a little bit short.
The Cardinals finished up 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position, leaving 9 on. And it was a decent start for Zach Thompson, who struck out 5 and walked 1. He gave up 2 runs, 1 earned.
A really good way to go into the offseason for Zach Thompson. I think he takes some momentum in.
The Cardinals go with right-hander Dakota Hudson today, 6-2. Corbin Burns, 10-8, a right-hander, will pitch for Milwaukee. And we're on the air at 2:15. Matt will have the lineups at 3 o'clock as he's filling in for Ricky Horton. I'll bring you the first pitch at 3:10.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
So, Cubs in Atlanta, 6:20 start over on US 105.9. Arizona beat the Chicago White Sox 3-0. I think Arizona's still looking for the playoffs.
No, they're locked.
Okay, gotcha.
They're locked in the two position. Gotcha. Cubs are trying to get the two position because, the three position has to go. There are two byes, as I understand, so nobody gets Atlanta or the Dodgers. But you get Milwaukee, so you have to go to Milwaukee if you're the three.
Okay.
So,
well, I'm glad you're talking the talk, Stevie. I'm proud of you. This is really in the weeds when it gets to who has to win what.
I mean, I'm still sorting it out. There's a lot of combos with so many teams.
Uh-huh. So Chicago White Sox in Arizona with a 1-10 start today. Parkland Volleyball beat John Wooden Community College yesterday. They've been on a roll. We've got Penn State at Huff Hall tomorrow night if you want to support our Illinois volleyball team. And of course, our football team heading to West Lafayette. They're taking on Purdue with a 2:30 kickoff. And then the following Friday night, October 6th, I'm trying to get in people's heads that we'll be at Memorial Stadium for the Friday night 7 o'clock game against Nebraska.
Caden Feegan is the freshman from Atwood. Boy, the kid is just mature sounding.
Yeah. I mean, it feels good. It's all my teammates, man. Like, just them helping me get through it. Even when I mess up, and tell me like what to improve on and stuff like that.
What's been your biggest growth from week zero to now?
Probably just getting a feel for the game more, just getting a feel for the speed and getting used to everything, and then like knowing the plays better. I mean, just learning. I mean, you learn more when you get reps, so just getting in there, practice, just learning more of the playbook. A lot, like, I mean, you know, Josh got in his freshman year a lot, so him just telling me to just relax, like, it's all fine, it'll come to you. Same with Reggie, he's just telling me to relax.
Yep, Caden Feegan is his name, freshman from Atwood.
Uh-huh.
Weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you they're always looking to increase their team. If you'd like a great place to work with the kind of support that you need, you can just visit carl.org/careers.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Van Ham vicinity. Finally, that upper weather system that's plagued the area with all or nothing outbreaks of showers and thunderstorms the past couple of days out to the east and down to the south of us, and in its stead, building high pressure to the surface and up aloft. We'll take on an almost mid to late summer feel around here. Temperature-wise, no real cold air in sight, just slight cooling expected late next week, and a drier weather pattern shaping up as well. Great news with outdoor work and harvest-related activities in mind. Partly sunny, 75 today. That's pretty much typical for the time of year. Bit of a northeast-to-north wind for the next few hours. Have to contend with areas of dense fog. Keep an eye on those visibilities. Clear tonight, areas of fog again after midnight down to 55. Maybe some areas of dense fog tomorrow morning again. Then mostly sunny for the afternoon. The high around about 80 degrees. Up near 80 over at West Lafayette and here on Saturday as well. Light east wind with sunshine. 82 on Sunday. Middle 80s Monday and Tuesday. A couple of showers next Wednesday. For Steve VJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
A very necessary Stever offer is coming your way next, my friends.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. UC Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Delta shares are higher this morning. Delta CEO Ed Bastian says the company went too far with its new SkyMiles requirements and will be making modifications to the update. Bastian says Delta is still assessing changes, but expects to reveal something over the next few weeks. He says the number of travelers with top-tier diamond status has nearly doubled since the pandemic began, leading to crowded lounges and making upgrades harder to find. GameStop this morning named executive chairman Ryan Cohen to the additional posts of chief executive officer and president effective immediately. Ex-CEO Linda Yaccarino says the company formerly named Twitter should be turning a profit next year. She says the company is just about break even in terms of cash flow. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
Ben and Sarah had bought land to build their dream home. They owned a stunning country home that they needed to sell outside St. Joe. They really felt that they'd have no problem selling it. They did manage to generate some interest, but no offers. Well, they went to Nate Evans, the Nate Evans Group, and they had their marketing strategies. Well, long story short, they got two high-quality offers within 2 weeks working with Nate Evans.
Yeah, you might want to sell your home quickly without all the hassles of a traditional listing. Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty can get you that immediate cash offer on your home. There's flexible fees. You sell your home for the most money possible, and every agent has experience on the team. They've been part of more than 100 home sales each in their career. He doesn't hire inexperienced agents, so you can trust Nate and his team. Just call the only agent I would call if you need to sell your home. It's 217-239-7113, or an online search to Nate Evans Group to start packing.
Sell your home.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Illini fans, for a limited time at Jet's Pizza, new popcorn chicken pizzas. Their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. It's new and a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Try any of the four for just $17.99, code BBQ. Their popcorn chicken pizzas are perfect to order while watching football with friends and family. Try their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. Just $17.99. Code BBQ. Jets, better because it has to be.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. Your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
ESPN 93.5, 725. Good morning. We have a Stever offer. Mm-hmm. This is from Interstate Batteries.
Okay.
Outrageously dependable. Winter is months away. If
right.
you want to make sure you have a strong battery, they are outrageously dependable.
Yes.
Mark Martinez, who I'll see today, has a wonderful store on North Mattis as you're driving toward the high school, St. Thomas.
2504 North Mattis, actually.
Okay, so you will go over the interstate overpass, and you can go right and go kind of back door to Sam's or whatever you do back there. Or you can go straight, turn right, and you see Interstate Batteries.
Okay.
So you'll go in there when you win, and you'll just be amazed at, A, the great service. They just consistently rate so high on the surveys and the feedback we get from them. And they just take care. It's a small business that just takes care of all your batteries.
If you're not sure on your battery, they can check and make sure you're going to be good, because you don't want to be stuck in the winter weather because you need to upgrade your battery.
If we were playing Jeopardy, I'd have Mark on my team for the battery category.
Absolutely.
You know all about the battery. So I'm going to need some 9 volts because don't have any, and we all need 9 volts for the smoke detectors and all the other things 9 volts take.
Well,
he's got them.
And ATV batteries and golf cart batteries and hearing aid batteries and all kinds of batteries.
If they don't have it, they can probably tell you where to get it.
That's
or they
right.
can get it themselves. It's Interstate Batteries. I'm talking now car, truck, or van battery. These are the top of the line that we're giving away for free. So if you want one of these batteries and you do have a vehicle that's, if it's over 4 years, they say you need a new battery. That's what Interstate says. So if you need a new battery, then you just go to GoStever.com. If you're not a member, you can join and enter that way. If you really need a car, truck, or van battery, I'd jump on that.
That's right.
Just go to GoStever.com, GoStever.com. And you'll get an email tonight if you're one of our winners.
Awesome.
So good luck to you. Okay, last night's debate, that'll be on the docket here for Gray Television's White House correspondent. His name is John Decker, and that'll be coming up next.
Okay.
Always a pleasure to get the insight. He was not there. In the pictures I saw at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. I think that's north. Isn't Simi Valley north near the Bay Area? Anyway, they look gorgeous. I would really like to go to the Ronald Reagan Library. That looked unbelievable. They had a 707 inside the lobby?
Wow.
Really cool presidential airplane. That was pre-747. That's back when they had the smaller jet.
I see.
Now they have the big jets with 747s that are ginormous.
Nice.
Anyway, we'll get into all that with John Decker. That'll be next. 217-359-2255. You want to join our show via text. Tapman's Towing phone lines, how we get all our guests on the radio. John Decker next.
Head to Merle Norman for your free gift with purchase. Shop now to receive a trial-sized eyeliner, makeup remover, plush lip liner, and a lip gloss. Available at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
Free with the purchase of 2 or more Merle Norman cosmetics products. Cosmetic accessories not included. Offer valid while supplies last at participating Merle Norman Cosmetic Studios only beginning September 1st, 2023. Limit 1 per customer. We reserve the right to modify the gift if needed. Not available at MerleNorman.com.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find booths at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selection. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pard's.com, Pard's.com.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated.
we make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
Joe Biden doesn't belong on a picket line. He belongs on the unemployment line.
Former Vice President Mike Pence talking about the auto worker strike during last night's second Republican debate in California, co-hosted by Fox Business. There were personal attacks between some of the candidates.
Talk about someone who has never seen a federal dollar she doesn't like.
South Carolina Senator Tim Scott talking about former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says if he's elected president, he'd have the Justice Department crack down on liberal prosecutors.
We're not going to let him get away with it anymore. We want to reverse this country's decline. We need to choose law and order over rioting and disorder.
The next debate is November 8th in Miami. Army Private Travis King is now back in the United States, released by North Korea 2 months after running across the border from South Korea rather than be flown home to face dishonorable discharge. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Another Illinois resident spending time behind bars for taking part in the January 6th Capitol riot in 2021. Chicago man sentenced to 10 days in prison, 9 months of probation. He pled guilty last year to misdemeanor parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building. University of Illinois Willard Airport being recognized by the state. The airfield named the primary airport of the year by the Department of Transportation. A primary airport defined as a commercial service airport with more than 10,000 passenger boardings each year. Willard was selected because of a strong commitment to customer safety and satisfaction. A new adult entertainment lounge said to be coming to Urbana, but not as soon as people expect. The signage for JC's Cabaret sits in the old tin roof tavern location near the corner of North Cunningham Avenue and East Park Street. Owner says he's set to talk with the mayor about permits and liquor licenses. Mayor Marlin says they have nothing scheduled. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. Check our weather with Greg Solier, our fine meteorologist, brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, it's Take a Child Outside Week. Still some fun things to do. Some may have the option to sign up for the full moon hike that's going on tonight since it's the 28th. Kids go fishing on Friday the 29th. We've got Climate Action Week coming up. Learn about Urbana Park Districts at urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and Vis. Saturday, finally, we have moved that upper weather system that's starting to move on out towards the Ohio into the Lower Lakes region. There, you'll find scattered showers and thunderstorms. Around here, though, plenty of low-level moisture, longer nights, and where skies have cleared on up. Plenty of fog to contend with this morning and some thick pockets as well, but a partly sunny afternoon in store. Up to 75 with a light northeast to north wind. Mostly clear tonight. Probably, again, repeat the fog situation after midnight. Low down to 55. Areas of fog tomorrow morning, then becoming mostly sunny, warm, the high around 80 degrees with a light northeast to north wind. Clear in the 50s tomorrow night. Weekend forecast, late summer-like. Gorgeous weather here and over at West Lafayette for football. Sunshine, warm, the high around 80, up to 82 on Sunday. Monday and Tuesday, it's middle 80s with partly to mostly sunny skies. Could be a stray shower Wednesday at 82. Slightly cooler air. Temperatures back in the 70s next Thursday and Friday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, boys and girls, it's Thursday.
John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press row.
John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker.
Yes, children in combines, however many years old this is.
That's right.
It's still out there in the combines, ladies and gentlemen. Don John Decker. John Decker is great television's national correspondent, White House correspondent, And we begin with this.
Welcome to the second Republican debate of the 2024 primary, live from the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California.
Joe Biden should not be on the picket line. He should be on the southern border working to close our southern border because it is unsafe, wide open, and insecure.
Look, I do disagree with something Tim Scott just said. Joe Biden doesn't belong on a picket line. He belongs on the unemployment line. As president of the United States, I'll be standing with workers all across America, and I'll be standing for the right to work of every American to join a union or not join a union as they decide.
If the government shuts down, should voters blame populist Republicans?
Voters should blame everybody who's in Washington, D.C.
Where's Joe Biden? He's completely missing in action from leadership. And you know who else is missing in action? Donald Trump is missing in action.
He was in business with a Chinese company to make Chinese medicines, not with an American company to make American medicines, a Chinese company to make Chinese medicines. Then you go and you look at the family he was doing business with, and he turns around and is in business with the family that gave Hunter Biden $5 million. And then he wants to suddenly go and promote TikTok? I don't trust it.
So my view is we have to win this election. And I'm unapologetic about reaching every American we don't hide, young, old, black, white, left, right. I'm running to lead a nation.
All right, John Decker, what was your take?
All right. My take, no change. The big picture, no change, Stevie. Donald Trump, still the front runner, leading by 40 points. I don't know if it changes anything in terms of the battle for second place. You know, did anybody have a breakout moment? No, I didn't see it. I didn't see that in debate number two. I thought Nikki Haley had a great evening on debate number one. She maintained that, you know, for the second debate, but still nothing that leads me to believe that any one of those seven candidates up on that debate stage last night will make it a two-person race against Donald Trump.
I think it'll narrow down now because the third debate has even more qualifications as far as polling
right.
and money, correct?
That is correct. So last night was perhaps the last time we see seven individuals on a debate stage, given the tougher requirements for debate number three. That's November the 8th. That will take place in Miami. That will be hosted by NBC News. So we'll see whether, for instance, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum makes it onto the debate stage, or former Vice President Mike Pence makes it onto that debate stage in Miami. And, you know, I think that what the RNC would like to see is for those candidates that are polling in the single digits, they have to realize, you know, after two debates, if you're not getting any traction, if you're not seeing your poll numbers go up, you got to, you know, face facts. It's not going to happen in this election cycle for you.
Yeah, and I think it's hard because everybody goes into this thing charged up and they got people around them really encouraging. You got early money coming in, but at some point, the money's going to go to the horse they think has a chance, right?
That's exactly right. And so what we've seen since that first debate is that more money has flowed to the former South Carolina governor, Nikki Haley. They see her as perhaps the best one on that debate stage who could, you know, go up against Donald Trump, give him a run for his money. But look, I think that as long as he remains on the sidelines and doesn't take part in these GOP presidential debates, it's hard for these candidates to get a lot of eyeballs, you know, watching these debates. You know, viewership is down. And the reason viewership is down is because Donald Trump is skipping these debates. Of course, last night he wasn't in California. He was in Michigan, which is obviously a very important state as it relates to presidential elections. He lost Michigan in 2020. He won Michigan in 2016. And he realizes, as does Joe Biden, it will play a very pivotal role in determining who wins the presidency in 2024.
Well, he's not even eligible, according to the RNC, because he hasn't signed the pledge to support whoever comes out of it. So he couldn't even go if he wanted to, I guess.
Well, that's right. But I think that they would just, I don't know. Do you think they would make an exception? Do you think NBC would make an exception for someone?
Are you kidding me?
Many viewers?
If you're talking about getting 50,000 a spot of commercial versus 250,000 spot of commercial.
That's right.
It's all about the Benjamins. Isn't that right? Hmm. It is about ratings, and they're trying to get, you know, they would love Donald Trump to come to this, particularly with Chris Christie on the stage, because that would be fiery. And that would be fiery. It would be fiery and plenty of clips to play in the morning. So there's that.
That's right.
I think I guess you're trying out for vice president and cabinet. I mean, I don't know. I really tried and I fell asleep. That hurts. So anyway.
Yeah. Well, you're being honest there. You know, I think you're right. You know, if you don't, to me, a question that needs to be asked, you know, there's two debates that we've seen so far, one hosted by the Fox News Channel, the second one co-hosted by the Fox Business Network and Univision. And to me, the question that these individuals who are serving as moderators need to ask those individuals running for the Republican nomination is this: how do you differentiate yourself from Donald Trump? Give me something that you think, give me an issue that you think you're better on than Donald Trump, who's the front runner for the Republican nomination. Force them to distinguish themselves and their policies from the front runner. I don't see that question being asked. I haven't heard that question being asked so far in either of those first two debates.
I mean, if you were the MC, host, if you were the guy moderating this thing, how do you gain control?
I think, you know, we're coming to the point where there needs to be a control button that the moderator must have to just shut off a mic. Shut it. You press a button, you know, it's speaker number three speaking. Speaker number three is going over their allotted time, and you cut their mic.
All right, so you maybe you do 55 second the dong, and they know in 5 seconds their mic's off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're just, when they're going back and forth, you can't hear a thing. I mean, I sound like 95-year-old person, but you really can't hear who's saying what. And so,
wait,
talk one at a time, you young people. It's just so old sounding, but it's really when they just argue and you can't understand who said what. If you just had one going at once, but you know, it feels weird to say I'm going to cut your mic off too. So,
it does, but if you maintain that for everybody, you know, if you just say, here's the question, you have 60 seconds, and be mindful of the time requirement that we've given you, right? You know, do that for everybody, and then you're being fair, and you cut somebody off, you cut everybody off in that manner. So I think that's what we're headed to, as long as you have these verbal food fights, which take place like we saw last night in California.
He's always in the middle of history. He's John Decker, Great Television's White House correspondent. His book will be 1,012 pages long. With about 500 pictures, so that's 500 pages of multiple pictures. John Decker on the Tabman's Towing phone line. Okay, so are we having a government shutdown as of Saturday night at midnight, which will be October 1st, or are we not? And if we are, what impact does it have on my life in Central Illinois?
Well, we are going to have a government shutdown, because I don't see how they're going to come to some sort of an agreement between now and midnight on Saturday to fund the government, even for a month. You know, the Senate passed a strong bipartisan bill, got 80 votes in the Senate, send it over to the House, and it's dead on arrival in the House. The House won't take it up because the conservatives within Kevin McCarthy's conference said, if you put that bill on the floor for an up or down vote, we're going to withdraw our support for you for Speaker. And so that's the reason why that particular measure is dead on arrival. So you ask me, what does it mean for you? What does it mean for all Americans? Well, let me just talk about all Americans. I don't know, you know, the extent to which you're going to national parks to Stevie on a regular basis.
Yep.
But I would put that on hold because they're going to be shut down.
Okay.
It means that most federal workers would be furloughed until there's a government funding mechanism and that's in place to fund every department and agency in the government. It means that service members, those who serve our country in uniform, wouldn't get paid. It means that those who guard our borders, border patrol agents, would not get paid. So, look, real consequences in terms of what a government shutdown would be. But, you know, for some that are gung-ho about a government shutdown, they're not concerned about that.
Okay. 217 texter, do you see that, Diane?
Oh,
just
no.
Came. I gotta grab it. Oh boy. Why don't you just put an automatic timer on the mic and the moderator wouldn't be guilty?
Oh.
Huh.
Well, there you go. I like that, too.
You put an automatic timer in that darn automatic timer. It's not working. They cut me off. It wasn't working. Yeah.
That's right.
I feel like when you're in high school debate, it's timed out. You know, you have to wrap up your statement in high school debate.
Yeah. Or maybe you could bring the younger crowd into it and say, if you do go over, you get a pie in the face. They would love that.
Yes.
Kids would love that.
We'll make a TikTok video. Yeah.
Hey, about the TikTok argument, I am anti-TikTok. I'm anti-social media, frankly. I mean, I really am. And Vivek Ramaswamy said, nobody under 18 should have social media, all in on that one. But he does want to approach and work TikTok. There's 150 million people on that. And to try and appeal to them isn't dumb to me. It's just where we are. But Chinese government's got our stuff,
right,
if that matters, whatever they're going to do with it. So I don't know. Right. I mean, it's not a bad idea to try and reach people that might vote for you.
Well, it's not a bad idea to reach people that, maybe not involved in the political process. That's what he wants to do. But has it made a difference in terms of his poll numbers, though? You know, this effort to reach out to those individuals, I haven't seen it. You know, his poll numbers are not, you know, to the point where he's challenging Donald Trump one-on-one. So for all of his efforts, it really hasn't made a difference in terms of his poll numbers.
Okay, Stevie, if the Democrats are shutting down the government, you've been railing on them nonstop. The Republicans are going to get blamed for it. I don't know what that means. I mean, but totally the media it'll be all Republicans' fault. Maybe it is all Republicans' fault. I don't know. I had a fantasy about a week ago.
You got
to shake it off. I wanted a joint session of Congress, and I wanted to say, you guys are awesome, but we're going to have to let you go. Everybody
right.
cleared out. John Decker's going to be one of our new Republican or Democratic, whatever he is. He's going to be in there because I trust him. He's going to go for 10 years, and then he's done. He's going to come back and be a reporter. Listen, I'm tired of the same old, same old. I was tired in 2015.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why we got Trump. The job simply isn't being done by both parties, frankly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, look, you know, I mean, maybe you ought to tie their salaries to keeping the government open.
Totally.
You
know,
if you don't do your job, you don't get paid, right? Seems pretty basic.
Well, at this point, with what's been going on in the last couple of decades, we're going to tie their portfolios into it all, too.
and the
Martha's Vineyard beach home, we're going to tie into it, too. We know who we're talking about. These guys are I'm talking about, it's a club.
Yeah.
It's both of them. They're just winking. They want to be there for 40 years. It's too long. We got to have term limits. Anyway, it's a nice railing.
Yeah.
Elegant rant.
Well, and there was a texter that is asking about benefits for people like SNAP or TAMP or something like that. Is that going to be shut down?
Absolutely. Yeah. People will see impacts that require those types of government services. Even though there are those that require that derive benefits from Social Security, and you'll still get your Social Security check even with the government shutdown. But if you have questions regarding your Social Security check or anything related to your disability check, those people are going to be furloughed. They won't be able to answer your questions while there's a government shutdown going on.
I'm telling you, it isn't any good because it just shows that you just can't figure it out amongst yourself, same party, Republicans, or anybody. I mean, it's just we're in the most contentious time of my lifetime. I mean, just really bad. And you just got to one good game of duck, duck, goose, goose, or a big old hug fest, something. We just need a kumbaya thing.
An all-nighter
we
with
just
some
need
pizza.
It. Just
yeah,
shut it in. Lock it in there. Just
right.
Because you know what? It a whole lot of the stuff that's out there would never be said to your face, because if you could always go face-to-face with people, it's not near as bad or awful, or maybe not even as good as you think. It's just different. When you're one-on-one with people, it just isn't quite the same. But when you hear something, and that's what they said.
That's right.
Then it's hard to know.
And these days, they just don't take a meeting. I mean, pass when it comes to meeting with that guy.
Well, because you'll get castigated by somebody for something because you're just afraid to get canceled.
You met with him.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, it's John Decker. He is great television's White House correspondent, a man of reason.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know
how. I am a man of reason.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, that is true.
And again, we reiterate, if the White House comes calling to be the new press secretary and spokesperson for the White House.
I'd say look elsewhere. I have no interest in that.
Pass. Hard pass.
You get a rep, you'd be on Air Force One in the front, not the back now.
Come on. Well, that'd be good. That would be nice. But that's not a reason to take that job.
You could kick somebody off the plane and say, get off my plane, man. That would be you, man. That'd be you.
Yeah.
Anyway, John Decker, great television's White House correspondent, one top reporters going in America and the world.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you, John.
Stevie, always appreciate being with you. I'm glad we were able to talk about all of these issues. Busy week, right? Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We didn't even get to the impeachment inquiry, which is getting under today. That's going to be something to follow as well.
Yeah, go for it. But what the heck? Somebody fix inflation.
Right.
Somebody get gas prices down.
We need some real problem solved.
I mean, come
on. Their timing on this is so off.
Yeah.
They're doing the impeachment inquiry 2 days before government shutdown.
It's just
the big issue for many voters is what's happening at our southern border. 10,000 migrants coming in every day. And they're launching I think right now it is a fishing expedition, and it's the third time in 4 years that Congress has tried to remove a sitting president. You know, it's getting old, I think, for a lot of voters.
Well,
there,
it doesn't
right?
have as much meaning if it happens every week,
right?
Okay,
that's right.
And it's just back and forth. That's how contentious. Because you got my guy, I'm going to get your guy, and then you got my guy, I'm going to get your guy. I know you are, but what am I, John? You're the man, Bubba. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Stevie. Thanks, Diane.
Talk soon.
To you next
betcha.
Week.
Thank you, John Decker. Great television's White House correspondent on the Tappan's Toy and Phone Line. Nathanielson from Chicago. Did you know? Coming up.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Van Ham vicinity. Finally, that upper weather system that's plagued the area with all or nothing outbreaks of showers and thunderstorms the past couple of days out to the east and down to the south of us, and in its stead, building high pressure to the surface and up aloft. We'll take on an almost mid to late summer feel around here. Temperature-wise, no real cold air inside, just slight cooling expected late next week, and a drier weather pattern shaping up as well. Great news with outdoor work and harvest-related activities in mind. Partly sunny, 75 today. That's pretty much typical for the time of year. Bit of a northeast to north wind, but the next few hours have to contend with areas of dense fog. Keep an eye on those visibilities. Clear tonight, areas of fog again after midnight down to 55. Maybe some areas of dense fog tomorrow morning again. Then mostly sunny for the afternoon, the high around about 80 degrees. Up near 80 over West Lafayette and here on Saturday as well. Light east wind with sunshine. 82 on Sunday, middle 80s Monday and Tuesday. A couple of showers next Wednesday. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
If you want a hand-cut, perfectly cooked filet, there's only one place to get it, the Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. Customers rave about Donnie's filets, so tender that you can cut it with your fork. Don't go to an ordinary steakhouse, choose Long Branch and have it your way. Join the many people who know that it's worth the trip. The Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. And remember, there's always room for Long Branch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Thursdays we do Did You Know with my son Nathaniel, calling him Nathanielson in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Nathaniel, how are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you guys doing?
People like this segment because we always learn something from Did You Know, because you call the world and find interesting stuff.
That's right.
So what did you know today? What do you got?
Yeah, so this week we're going to continue our discussion around senior on finance and how it impacts our lives. And you may recall that last week we learned a little bit more about the Federal Reserve, and this week we'll discuss one of the more important metrics that they use, and that really governs the global financial system, and that is interest rates.
Ew.
Now, all of us are probably familiar with interest rates to some degree. Maybe we have a mortgage, or maybe we have a car loan, or even credit cards. You should watch out for the interest rates on your credit cards because they are very high. Now, a simple way to think of interest rates is it is simply the rent you pay to use someone else's money. For example, if you buy a house for, let's say, $100,000, and you're going to take out a mortgage or use the bank's money, that comes with a certain interest rate, which is really your way of paying rent to use that money over a given period of time.
Mm-hmm.
A mortgage usually takes the term of 30 years, and car loans are usually 5 to 6. And as a lot of us know, I'm sure, that banks actually set up the loans to where they are paid the interest early in the term of the loan, and this is referred to amortization. Now, while all this might seem like something that really only applies to modern day, did you know that the first written evidence of interest rate goes back over 4,000 years, to 2,400 BC in the Babylonian Empire? The same folks that set up our clock and the number of days in the year and number of months in the year are also the first ones we believe to have used interest rates.
I see.
They set annual maximums on wheat and barley, which helped them regulate the financial system and grow to be the dominant empire at the time. So next time we take out a loan, hopefully we're a little bit more aware of what interest rates are, how to think of them, and really the important role that they play and have played in the global civilization for a long time.
No idea, 4,000 years. The Babylonians must have been fairly smart to come up with all this. Doing the calendar and the clock? Okay, no, I said the little hand on the two, not the big hand. All right, how'd they do that? The interest rates, interest rates are the difference between buying a house and not buying a house. If it's at, you know, I mean, we were moving around in 3% and 4% forever, it felt like, and now it's 6 or 7, even 7+. That's a whole different deal on how much house you can buy. It's going to affect housing prices, the housing market, all of that. And then folks, I hate to tell you this, but if you're in credit cards, do you know what you're paying on your credit card interest, Diane? Do you want to know?
No. I mean, some of them up to 25%, isn't it?
Up to 30.
Whoa.
20 to 30% is your average interest rate. So if you have a $5,000 thing, Nathaniel, holy moly, in a year, it's like 10, 20, be like $1,000, $1,500 a year in just interest on $5,000.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Well, you know, I heard recently that, I think it was as of a week or two ago, there is more credit card debt in the United States than there ever has been.
That's not good.
Yep, it's billions.
And they got you. And listen, it's convenient and handy, and they're wonderful if you pay them off. But if you don't, you're in a spider's web, man. It's hard to get out.
That's right.
All right, Nathaniel Son, we appreciate you from Chicago. Great job.
Thank you both. Thank you guys. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Nathaniel Son from Chicago.
Love it.
Next hour, we'll call our friend Tim Onstott. Smoke is the name of our little barbecue grill-out show. Common mistakes that you and your backyard make. Oh, I'm actually talking about me.
Yeah.
I'm your probably average Joe back there.
When it comes to grilling.
Put that gas thing on, get it heated up, and cook it really fast. We're hungry.
Right.
But as far as the art of what Tim Onstott does, he and his wife Donna are champion.
You have to get it up to a certain temperature. You're putting the thermometer
and
in.
It's just like cook it. And I not that bad, but I do. We like medium rare on their steaks. You got about 30 seconds to make a decision, and then it cooks after you pull it off.
I see.
I definitely go rare and then let it cook a little. And he said, "What's the temperature on my medium rare? 135? Anyway, all kinds of good tips coming up. And if you have any barbecue type of questions, this is the man to ask because he has the answer. You just text in a question for Tim, and we'll get it on the air. 217-359-2255. Also, we have a Stever. It is Interstate Batteries. I'm handing out car, truck, van batteries today. Outrageously dependable. That's available at GoStever.com. Man, the stuff we give away, it's over $100,000 every year.
I love it.
$130,000, $150,000, whatever that is.
It's awesome. Our listeners love it, too.
Hope. Come on, man.
So head to GoStever.com if you're not a member and join the club.
Well, thousands of you have done that, and the numbers grow regardless of what I say or do. I don't have to do anything. It just keeps growing kind of organically because somebody tells somebody who tells somebody that. And I was in Tuscola and talked to Chad at Kelsey Furniture. People are loving the Tempur-Pedic beds. Yeah. I do know that. Okay, the news is coming up next. There's Diane Ducey.
Morning.
I am Stevie J. The news next.
The Champaign Park District has some terrific fall events to jot down on your day planner. Flannel Fest will be in downtown Champaign in Westside Park from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. October 14th and 15th with music, a mustache contest, and lumberjack show. The Great Pumpkin Hunt has you looking for small painted rocks in area parks throughout the month of October. On Wednesday, October 25th at Marketplace Mall between 5 and 7 p.m., enjoy the free Halloween Fun Fest. Learn more at champagneparks.com.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. You're